Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Court on Sunset Boulevard.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Tomoko. Sorry about that. Hello?
Yes. Hold on 1 second, please. Timothy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have Mr. Carroll on the phone for you.
Okay.
How you
doing? How you doing, man?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better, man.
Yeah.
How you been doing, man?
Been doing pretty good. All
right, man. Can you do me a favor, man, and I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are, man.
I'm Amari Carroll, NFL player. One of my 6 years in the NFL. About it. All right,
man. What, what, team, What team you play for, man?
My last year was the New York Jets. This year I'm unrestricted free agent.
Okay.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now where I'm from, working out and stuff.
Okay.
Stay ready to sign with the team.
Okay, man. Good luck with that, man.
Okay.
I have a question, man. I know that you were over, I believe, in Haiti, and you did a project over there in Haiti. What was that all about?
Oh, man, I had the opportunity to team up with my foundation, Mark Carroll's Humble Ground Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine that plays with the New York Jets, James E. Hedderbolt, his foundation, Hope Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And in the nutshell, man, we just took a trip over there because he had decided he had planned a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought just making a donation would not be enough. And I'm happy we had the opportunity to go over there. Got to observe and just learn a lot, kind of see it firsthand on the devastation and everything that happened over there. So it was a learning and humbling experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what was it more than what you expected when you went over there, from when you actually saw it on TV or you heard about it? Was it more dramatic when you actually went over and actually saw it in person?
Yeah, it was. I mean, TV didn't do it any justice. I mean, it's people over there, they're suffering. But at the same time, for him, I think it's a way of life. I mean, to go over there and see firsthand the kind of poverty they was living in after the earthquake, and to talk with people and get the opportunity to meet people and see that things weren't much better before the earthquake, was a wake-up call. I mean, we had opportunity to also get in partnership with LA Haiti, this Wyclef Jean Foundation, and they're just doing a tremendous job over there. I mean, we had the opportunity to come for the 4 days we went, but Wyclef Jean Foundation, they're going into the rural and the most poverty areas and helping out. This is an everyday thing for them. And so it was amazing to see them and their hard work and dedication. And I promised them, and I also promised that the people that I met down there, that I plan on making another trip down there, just trying to get some things situated with my foundation so I can go down there and it's not so much to give money. You kind of want to get in kind, because that's what the people need. They need clothes, they need shelter, they need tents, anything of that nature, and water, anything you can send. And that's when I came back home, I was telling everybody who wanted to continue to give. I mean, a lot of people gave money, but to be honest with you, the money is not reaching the people. It's going through the government first,
mm-hmm.
and they decide on whether or not to give out the money. Then when you look at a country like Haiti, the White House that the president lived in was destroyed.
I heard it.
And the city is just in rubble.
Right.
So we got an opportunity to go to the outskirts of Port-au-Prince and inside Port-au-Prince, and the money has to be first be situated to fix the government situation. So it's not going to actually get to the people right away. It's going to take some time, but that's not something that people, want to hear. I mean, don't get me wrong. We passed out a lot of stuff. Not one time did we see any Haitians. They weren't complaining. They had a smile on their face, and it just a part of the way they live. You know, they didn't let the earthquake, disrupt the way they was going about everyday life. But for me, that was a little devastating because it's hard to see people living that way.
Right. If you have to mind me asking, man, where did you actually sleep at? Or did you rest while you was over there?
Yeah, we had an opportunity. We stayed in a house that was kind of in a compound. It was actually a house that was being owned by Wyclef Jean. I mean, it wasn't the best of arrangements, but it was nothing to complain about. I mean, I went with a couple of my former teammates, Vernon Ghost and David Clowney, and James E. Hedderbolt Helmets. He brought people from his foundation, and we all slept in one room in sleeping bags, and they had porta showers, and they had porta potties. So, it was. We weren't really there to vacation. We was there to get to work and try to help.
Right.
It was a good experience.
I got you. When you first heard about this, though, man. Did it affect you, man? How did you feel about this, man? You heard about all these people getting killed, man, over in Haiti, man, and what happened. How did you feel about that, man?
I mean, it kind of didn't really, I didn't really know that many people from Haiti.
Uh-huh.
And so the more friends that I have, that, you know, James is from Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of my friends live in Miami area, and they live in Orlando area, well as Atlanta. So, as the days went on, you know, I started seeing and I started hearing and getting phone calls like, yeah, you know, this is going to affect a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you never really see or never really experience devastation until you go see it firsthand. The same situation with Katrina.
Right.
It's only 6 hours away from Atlanta.
Right.
But you don't really start seeing the impact of that until you meet people from the New Orleans area, or you meet people that's from Haiti, or you meet people that have, you know, relatives in Haiti. So it started to hit me, and it started to make me say, well, what am I doing that I can't go down there and help? You know, and it wasn't like when the earthquake came afterwards and hit Chile. I mean, that was a country that was well-prepared. Like an earthquake hit Haiti, they had never experienced an earthquake. There was no prevention. There was no nothing being taught. So a lot of times, instead of people, like I was told when I was down there, when the earthquake happened, instead of people running out of buildings, they was running in buildings.
Right.
And that's a big time no for an earthquake. I mean, they didn't have anything to let them know how to prepare or how to deal with it. And, you know, it being a country that a lot of people turn their back on, and, you know, it being a poverty-stricken country, a lot of people, you know, won't ever know or won't ever see the type of thing that goes on there. But I'm just happy I had the opportunity to see.
Right. Man, tell people, man, as it's been right now, man, how they could donate. I mean, if it's to your donation, I mean, if it's to your organization, or if it's to telling people how they could donate and get money.
I mean, to be honest with you, from going down there, being on Ground Zero and seeing everything, you can donate money to my foundation. It's Amara Carroll's Humble Ground Foundation. But the best thing people can do, and I keep stressing this, is find out what foundations are really going down there and they're really helping. Like I said, when I was down there, I had opportunities. Wycliffe Jones Foundation is doing a great job. They're there day in, day out, and it's like a job for them. I mean, I know Wycliffe Jones has always been a great advocate of Haiti. I had opportunity to see him on TV and learn about him. He's always been preaching, I mean, being from Haiti, but in kinds would be even better. Clothes, any food, any water, anything of that nature. I mean, what I'm trying to do with my foundation, I'm trying to get a couple of bins set up outside of every CVS in the southwest part of Atlanta, grocery stores, and just get people to donate in kinds like that. Soap, diapers, anything you can to put in that bin that we can get over there. Because that is what is exactly needed for the people, anything of that nature. So that's what I just want to tell everybody. I'll give the friend that James E. Hedebo's Hope Africa Foundation. But I advise people, if you can, to just take a trip. You know, if you know anybody that has any relatives down there, try to get in contact with them to send a care package over there. Because, to be honest with you, the money is, like I said, it's going to the government first, and they have to get everything structured with them before they can start helping people.
Right.
But, you know, any kind of in-kind would be anything you know, anybody has, old T-shirts, old shoes, do not throw that out. Put it in a box, and you can send it. Go online, you can send it to my foundation, and we have a main source of where we're shipping everything. And that's basically what I've been doing here. Anything I get donated, we're shipping it directly to the source, which is Wycliffe Jones Foundation. Wildly hated. But anything of that nature, those people can really use that stuff. All right.
Does your foundation have a website?
Yes, it's www.markharrishumblegrindfoundation.com.
All right. Besides the great work that you're doing over regarding the Haiti situation, is there anything else that you're working on that you want us to know about?
Okay, yeah, in May I have Community Fund Day. I'm going to team up with Father Chauncey Davis for the Atlanta Fathers. Basically, I'm from the southwest part of Atlanta.
Okay.
And what we do is it's going to be our first year doing it. I usually do an Easter egg hunt, but since there's so many people been coming, just basically something to give back to the community. We have try to have celebrity kickball games. We have moonwalks, cotton candy machine, all that stuff. And basically, we also advocate and we try to preach that obesity is running rapid for children under the age of 8 years old. So we're going to have a fitness center set up. We're going to teach kids how to eat properly, how to eat healthy. So we're going to have all that set up, and that's going to be probably the last week in May.
Okay.
So very excited about that, but that's on my foundation. I'm going to start for the first time this year and try to keep that off real good.
All right, man. Man, I'm not going to keep you long, man. I appreciate you, man, taking time out to come on, man, and talk about this this serious situation, man. But is there anything else you want to touch bases on, man, before I let you go, man? Or anybody you want to shout out, man, or... Go ahead,
I'm sorry. No, just tell everybody, you know, just continue to pray for everybody in Haiti. And, you know, that's about it, man. Just having to have the opportunity. I was able to go down there, but things will get better. I hate to be on here just spreading bad information and news, but, you know, things will get better now, man. Hopefully we can continue to help those people out a little bit.
Well, man, so are we gonna see you on back on the field, man, soon, man?
Like I said, going on my sixth year in the NFL, just waiting right now. I'm still unrestricted free agent, so just waiting on the team to bring me in to get signed.
No doubt, man. Good luck with everything, man. I appreciate you, man. And come back by, man. Anytime you want, you know, put something out there, man. Just let me know, man. It's a deal, man. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Take care now.
My hand in I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. See the way we ride in our private lives, ain't nobody getting in between. I want you to know that you're the only one for me. Nobody gonna love me better. I'm gonna stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I'm gonna stick with you. Love you. You know how to appreciate me. I'm gonna stick with you, my baby. Nobody ever made me feel this way. I'm gonna stick with you.
Everything that I need, I love how you lonely. present. Can't worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
Wait, there's something I really got to use. I've got all this stuff.